But you're rating the goal Way too early in the process. How do goals happen?
You flirt. And then you score.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Dan Sheehan puts pen to paper on a new contract. Leinster teammate Hugo Keenan won't be travelling to South Africa this week. And Jake White hits back at suggestions the Vodacom Bulls fielded a weakened team against Northampton. First up today, Dan Sheehan has signed a new two-year IRFU central contract. He was previously only on a Leinster contract. The Leinster hooker was joint top scorer with 5 tries as Ireland won this year's Six Nations Championship. That tally accounted for half of his 10 international tries that have come in 26 Ireland appearances. Sheehan was also among the tries as Leinster dispatched La Rochelle in Saturday's Investec Champions Cup quarter-final. Hugo Keenan won't be risked in Leinster's game away to the Emirates Lions in the URC this Saturday. The Ireland fullback was a late withdrawal from Saturday's Champions Cup win over La Rochelle with a hip issue. Ross Byrne will be assessed this week, having been taken off with what Leinster described as a minor leg injury at the weekend. Gary Ringrose will be further assessed this week for a shoulder injury as he nears a return, but he's unlikely to play in South Africa. Jimmy O'Brien and Charlie Natai are both nearing their returns from respective neck and calf injuries. Assistant coach Andrew Goodman says their games with the Lions and the DHL Stormers are huge momentum builders for their date at Croke Park.
The main thing is getting 2 wins, which we haven't been able to do the last couple of years, so that's a big focus for us. And we've got an exciting squad. As I said, there's a lot of hungry guys that have maybe not played the last couple of weeks, but there's some guys that played in the weekend that will be coming over as well, so we've got a good mixture there. We're looking forward to getting over to South Africa and basing in Joburg for a start and getting a good performance under the belt, because although there's 1 or 2 wins, they can easily be taken away if we don't keep winning.
Meanwhile, the EPCR has confirmed ticket prices for that Champions Cup semi-final with Northampton at GAA HQ. Premium tickets will cost €90. Category 1 are €75. Category 2 are €55. Category 3 are €38. And Category 4 will start at €18. Orjee Snyman has been included in Munster's travelling party for their URC fixtures with the Vodacom Bulls and the Lions. The Leinster-bound lock missed their Champions Cup quarter-final loss to Northampton a week ago through illness. Ollie Yeager, Finian Witcherly, Calvin Nash and Shane Daly also returned for the trip to South Africa. Daly was another initially named to start at Franklin's Gardens but had to pull out with a knock. Academy scrum half Ethan Coughlin and prop Mark Donnelly have also been named in that 30-man travelling squad. The EPCR has written to the Vodacom Bulls and South African Rugby seeking an explanation for the Bulls' team selection for their quarter-final with Northampton. The Pretoria club were given a 59-22 trimming by the Saints after Jake White made 11 changes to the team that won so comfortably at home to Leon the week prior, but the Bulls' director of rugby shut down suggestions they'd sent a weakened team to England.
The B team, the second team, this is the team I felt needed game time based on the fact that the combinations have 9 of them beat Leinster in the URC. 6 of them played in 3 Super Rugby finals. And that's how I've put it together, you know. 2 or 3 have come back from injury. And I wasn't prepared to take a risk on certain players that I'm going to need in the back end of a competition. And I've said that from day one. One of the things that I probably erred last year was I just played the same guys over and over and over. And with it comes a double whammy. One is you get players unhappy because they never get game time. And the second thing is at the back end of a competition, you run out of players because you then have to play players who haven't played rugby for like 6 months.
Finally, Ireland's women will return to training tomorrow ahead of their Six Nations meeting with England at Twickenham. Saturday's 36-5 victory over Wales at Virgin Media Park was Ireland's first win in the competition since the final round of 2022. Victory keeps Ireland in the hunt for World Cup qualification, which will go to the best placed team that isn't England or France. Head coach Scott Beaman, though, is realistic about the next game to come.
It's going to be a step up in test, isn't it? The opportunities and that come with games. So we know they've got a good pack. So no doubt we're going to have to keep working hard at defending mauls and scoring mauls of our own. We know they got some good ball carriers. So how we tidy up in that sort of defence and not let them get momentum, how we compete in the breakdown. And they got some attacking prowess out wide, which, you know, we're gonna have to manage, but we think we can put ourselves in the right position to cause a few problems ourselves.
That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday, free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.